Jeremiah chapter 50. This is the word that Yahweh declared about Babylon, the land of the Chaldeans, by the hand of Jeremiah the prophet. Report to the nations and cause them to listen. Lift up a signal and cause them to listen. Do not conceal it. Say, Babylon is taken. Bel is made ashamed. Marduk is dismayed. Its idols are put to shame. Its images are dismayed. A nation from the north will rise against it and make her land a desolation. No one will live in it. Both men and animals will flee away. In those days and at that time, this is Yahweh's declaration, the people of Israel and the people of Judah will come together to go with weeping and seek Yahweh their God. They will ask the way to Zion and will set off toward it, saying, "We will go and join ourselves to Yahweh in an everlasting covenant that will not be forgotten. My people have been a lost flock. Their shepherds have led them astray in the mountains. They have turned them around from hill to hill. They went, they have forgotten their resting place. Everyone who went out to them devoured them. Their adversaries said, 'We are not guilty, because they sinned against Yahweh, their true home, Yahweh, the hope of their ancestors.' Leave from the midst of Babylon. Go out from the land of the Chaldeans. Be like male goats that leave before the rest of the flock does. For see, I am about to set in motion and raise up a group of great nations from the north against Babylon. They will arrange themselves against her. Babylon will be captured from there. Their arrows are like a skilled warrior who does not return empty-handed. Chaldea will become plunder. All those who plunder it will be satisfied. This is Yahweh's declaration. You rejoice, you celebrate the plundering of my inheritance. You jump around like a calf stamping in its pasture. You neigh like a powerful horse. So your mother will be greatly ashamed. The one who bore you will be embarrassed. See, she will be the least of nations, a wilderness, a dry land, and a desert. Because of Yahweh's anger, Babylon will not be inhabited, but will be a complete devastation. Everyone who passes by will be appalled because of Babylon and will hiss because of all of its wounds. Arrange yourselves against Babylon all around her. Everyone who bends a bow must shoot at her. Do not spare any of your arrows, for she has sinned against Yahweh. Raise a shout against her all around. She has surrendered. Her towers have fallen. Her walls are torn down. For this is Yahweh's vengeance. Take vengeance on her. Do to her just as she has done. Destroy both the farmer who sows seed and the one who uses a sickle at the time of harvest in Babylon. Let each person turn back to his own people from the oppressor's sword. Let them flee to their own land. Israel is a scattered flock driven away by lions. First the king of Assyria devoured him. Then after this, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, broke his bones. Therefore, Yahweh of hosts, the God of Israel, says this, See, I am about to punish the king of Babylon and his land, just as I punished the king of Assyria. I will restore Israel to his homeland. He will graze on Carmel and Bashan. Then he will be satisfied in the hill country of Ephraim and Gilead. In those days and at that time, says Yahweh, iniquity will be looked for in Israel, but none will be found. I will inquire about the sins of Judah, but none will be found, for I will forgive the remnant that I spare. Arise against the land of Mirthaim, against it and the ones inhabiting Pekod. Put them in the sword and completely destroy them. This is Yahweh's declaration. Do everything that I am commanding you. The sounds of battle and enormous destruction are in the land. How the hammer of all the lands has been cut apart and destroyed. How Babylon has become an object of horror among the nations. I have set a trap for you, and you were taken, Babylon, and you did not know it. You were found and captured because you opposed Yahweh. Yahweh has opened his armory and is bringing out the weapons for carrying out his anger. There is work for the Lord Yahweh of hosts in the land of the Chaldeans. Attack her from far away. Open her granaries and pile her up like heaps of grain. Set her apart for destruction. Leave no remnant of her. Kill all her bulls, send them down to the place of slaughter. Woe to them, for their day has come, the time for their punishment. There is a sound of those fleeing, of those who are survivors from the land of Babylon. These will report the vengeance of Yahweh, our God, for Zion, and the vengeance for his temple. Summon the archers against Babylon, all those who bend their bows. Camp against her, and let no one escape. Repay her for what she has done. Do to her by the measure she has used, for she had acted arrogantly against Yahweh, against the Holy One of Israel. So her young men will fall in the city squares, and all her fighting men will be destroyed on that day. This is Yahweh's declaration. See, I am against you, proud one. This is the declaration of the Lord, Yahweh of hosts. For your day has come, proud one, the time when I will punish you. So the proud ones will stumble and fall. No one will raise them up. I will set fire to their cities. It will devour everything around him. Yahweh of hosts says this, the people of Israel are oppressed, together with the people of Judah. All the ones who captured them still hold them. They refuse to let them go. The one who rescues them is strong. Yahweh of hosts is his name. He will truly plead their case in order to bring rest to the land and to bring strife to the ones inhabiting Babylon. A sword is against the Chaldeans. This is Yahweh's declaration. And against the inhabitants of Babylon, her leaders and her wise men. A sword against those who say empty words. They will become fools. A sword against her soldiers. They will be filled with terror. A sword is coming against their horses, their chariots, and all of the people who are in the midst of Babylon, so they will become like women. A sword is coming against her storerooms, and they will be plundered. A drought is coming on her waters, so they will become dry, for she is a land of worthless idols, and they act like people made insane by their dreadful idols. So desert beasts with the jackals will inhabit there, and the young of ostriches will live in her. For all time she will no longer be inhabited. From generation to generation she will not be lived in. Just as God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah and their neighbors, this is Yahweh's declaration. No one will live there. No person will stay in her. See, a people is coming from the north, a great nation, and many kings are being stirred up from the farthest parts of the earth. They will pick up bows and spears. They are cruel and have no compassion. Their sound is like the sea roar, and they are riding on horses, set out in order as men for battle against you, daughter of Babylon. The king of Babylon heard the reports about them, and his hands fell limp in distress. Anguish seized him like a woman giving birth. Behold, he goes up like a lion from the majesty of the Jordan to the enduring grazing place. For I will quickly cause them to run from it, and I will put someone who will be chosen in charge of it. For who is like me, and who will summon me? What shepherd is able to resist me? So listen to the plans that Yahweh has decided against Babylon, the plans that he has planned against the land of the Chaldeans. They will certainly be dragged away, even the smallest flock. Their pasture lands will be turned into ruined places. At the sound of conquered Babylon, the earth shakes, and her shout of distress is heard among the nations.